Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fanfic Grab Bag. This is my new bi-weekly feature, since Deadman and Pudge both have their own bi-weekly features. In this feature, I will be picking out, pretty much at random, a fanfiction to do a dramatic reading of. And I'll keep with that series until I decide it's not going to be entertaining to listen to me anymore. This one's actually not at random. This one was suggested to me by Onsius, who is the same one who suggested that I do the dramatic readings. Onsius and Ninja Kitty are in the room. They don't have their own microphones, but you might hear them laughing. I did a bit of a test reading of this before, and I seemed to be getting a reaction. So first off, this fanfiction is called My Immortal. It's a rather terrible one, from what I've read / skimmed. Okay, actually, this is known as the infamous worst fanfiction ever. Posted here. Unedited for lulz. Originally by Tara Gillespie. I have a smudge on my glasses, which is making it hard to read some things. Control and scroll in one. Oh, I am now zoomed in. Okay. So, I may as well get started. By the way, I'm Bovywan. I don't think I've said that so far. And I'm going to be doing dramatic readings of My Immortal until it gets boring. And this one, from my readings, it begs to be done in the voice of Vegeta. Hi. My name is Ebony Darkness. Dementia Raven Way. Is that a mouthful? Well, who fucking cares? Oh, I forgot to mention that in this series, I'll be adding my own little bits to the fanfictions when I see fit. And I have long ebony black hair. That's how I got my name. Because, you know, I was born with the long ebony black hair. It makes perfect sense. With purple streaks and red tips that reaches my mid-back. And icy blue eyes like limpid tears. And a lot of people tell me I look like Amy Lee. Author note. If you don't know who she is, get the hell out of here. I'm not related to Gerard Way, but I wish I was because he's a major fucking hottie. And everyone knows when there's a major fucking hottie, you want to be related to them so that you can fuck their brains out in Alabama. I'm a vampire, but my teeth are straight and white, making me a useless fucking vampire. I have pale white skin. I'm also a witch. And a Saiyan, in case you didn't notice, because I was born with the same hair. I diversify. Basically, if you fuck with me, I'll curse you, drain your blood, and blow up your fucking planet. And I go to a magic school called Hogwarts in England, where I'm in the 7th year. I'm 17. Except when you're 17 at Hogwarts, you should be in your 6th year. I'm a goth, in case you couldn't tell. I guess you were born a fucking goth, but that's probably because you're a fucking Saiyan, and your personalities are determined at birth. I wear mostly black. I love Hot Topic, and I buy all my clothes from there, despite the fact I'm at fucking Hogwarts. For example, today I was wearing a black corset with magic lace around it, and a black leather miniskirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. Once again, we have uniforms, but I don't give a fuck, because I'm a motherfucking Saiyan. I was wearing black lipstick, white foundation, black eyeliner, and red eyeshadow. I was walking outside Hogwarts. It was snowing and raining. Both at the same time. Holy shit, this was the worst fucking weather ever. No, so there was no sun. Which I was very happy about, despite the fact it was both snowing and raining. A lot of preps stared at me, because we have fucking preps. And by preps, I probably mean Slytherin, but I'm not deep enough in the fan universe to even know that a 17-year-old would be in the 6th year. I put out my middle finger at them for no fucking reason. Hey, Ebony, shouted a voice. I looked up. It was Draco Malfoy, because God forbid I pick an original antagonist. What's up, Draco, I asked. Nothing, he said shyly. Oh, I guess he's not our antagonist. He's just not fucking Draco Malfoy. But then, I heard my friends call me, and I had to go away. Author note, is it good? Please tell me, Fangs. F-A-N-G-Z, exclamation point. I thought it was good to note what the spelling was. Chapter 2. Author note, Fangs to bloody TS666 for helping me with the chapter. BTW, prep, stop flaming my story, okay? It's not fucking preps. It's people who know how to write a fucking story. The next day, I woke up in my bedroom. It was snowing and raining again. Holy fuck! From magical, wonderful land, where it really shouldn't snow much because it's in England. The weather fucking sucks. I opened the door of my coffin and drank some blood from a bottle. This behavior is, of course, completely unacceptable, but who gives a fuck? I'm a motherfucking Saiyan. From a bottle I had, I'm sorry, I didn't finish my sentence properly before ridiculing it. My coffin was black, ebony inside. Because you know what other color do you really paint ebony? It was hot pink velvet with black lace on the ends. What? I don't get it. I got out of my coffin and took off my giant MCR t-shirt, which I use for pajamas. Instead, I put on a black leather dress, a pentagram necklace. Cause you know, if one thing you're going to do when you're at a school of witchcraft and wizardry, and you're a goth, is you're going to wear a pagan symbol and fucking misrepresent it. That's exactly what you're going to do. Combat boots and black fishnets on. You already said on. I put on 4 pairs of earrings in my pierced ears in case I would have put them on anywhere else. Oh god, I couldn't even keep the voice for that one. And put my hair in a kind of messy bun. My friend Willow. Off the note. Raven, this is you! Woke up and then grinned at me. She flipped her long waist-length raven black hair with pink streaks and opened her forest green eyes. She put on a Marilyn Manson t-shirt. Oh, how fucking original. With black mini fishnets and pointy high-heeled boots. We put on our makeup, black lipstick, white foundation, and black eyeliner. Once again, very fucking original. OMFG, I saw you talking to Draco Malfoy yesterday. I know they're not supposed to be preppy, but holy shit. If you're talking like that, you're not really a real goth. And these preps that you are hating against, they're just you, with a little bit less attitude.
Yeah, so? I said, blushing.
Do you like Draco? She asked, as we went out of the Slytherin common room and into the Great Hall. I guess by preps you really meant Gryffindors. Gryffindors are fucking boss, but Hufflepuff for the win. Motherfucking Hufflepuff. No, I fucking don't, I shouted. Yeah, right, she exclaimed. Just then Draco walked up to me. Hi, he said. Hi, I replied. Flirtily. Guess what, he said.
Hi.
What, I asked. Well, good Oh, God! Good Charlotte! All this other stuff, I managed to not crack up. But the mention of good Charlotte from someone who legitimately considers themselves to be goth. And if you listen to both Marilyn Manson and Good Charlotte, dear God, you're just... Oh. Anyways, are having a concert in Hogsmeade because, you know, we love to have shitty, shitty muggle bands in our magical wizard world. We just wipe their minds to fuck with them. They write their best music around us, and we fuck with them by wiping their minds so that all the muggles think they're shit. But really, there's probably some good music in there that only we get to hear. Oh my fucking god. I screamed, I love GC. They're my favorite band, besides MCR. Well, do you want to go with me? He asked. I gasped. Alright, how long has this gone? Before I move on to the next chapter, how long has this been going? Ah, about 10 minutes. Oh, we can keep going. A little bit longer. Let's do another 2 chapters. Yeah, we can do another 2 chapters. Arthur, note. Stop flaming the story preps, okay? Otherwise, thanks to the Gothic people for the good reviews. What? Thanks, Egan Raven. Oh yeah, but BTW, I don't own this or the lyrics for Good Charlotte. Charlotte. Good Charlotte. On the night of the concert, I put on my black lace-up boots with high heels. Underneath them were ripped red fishnets. Then I put on a black leather mini dress with all this corset stuff on the back and front. I don't know exactly what the fucking clothes were. There's just shit on it. Shit that people think is cool, so I wear it. I put on matching fishnet on my arms. I straightened my hair. I made it look all spiky. After straightening it, I made it look all spiky. Straight spikes. They work well. I felt a little depressed then. So I slit one of... Oh, God! So I slit one of my wrists. I'm so excited that I'm depressed. Oh, God. I detest you and everything you stand for. I read a depressing book while I waited for it to stop bleeding, and I listened to some GC. You know, the funny thing is, despite sucking horribly hard, is that GC, Good Charlotte, their lyrics basically tell you not to do that kind of shit, you dumb bitch. I painted my nails black and put on tons of black eyeliner. Then I put on some black lipstick. I didn't put on foundation because I was pale anyway. I drank some human blood, so I was ready to go to the concert. I fucking slit my wrist to drain some blood. Then I drank some. Maybe. Note to self. For efficiency next time, slit somebody else's wrists. It saves time. I went outside. Draco was waiting there in front of his flying car. He was wearing a Simple Plan t-shirt.
Oh, as if it couldn't get worse, you brought Simple Plan into this. They don't even claim to be goth or emo or anything. They try to be pop punk, and they don't. They fail at being pop punk.
They would play at the show, too. Well, that is true. They would probably show up. Baggy black skater pants, black nail polish, and a little eyeliner. Funny, I don't ever remember, in the books or movies, Draco Malfoy ever fucking touching guyliner. A lot for cool bowls wear it, okay? What the fuck are you saying? I don't understand. Sorry, that was an author note. I forgot to tell you. I get that. That kind of ruins the fucking joke. I don't understand anything you fucking say outside of the fan fiction. Hi, Draco. Hi, Draco! I said in a depressed voice despite the exclamation point. You cannot mix depressed and Draco. And not Draco, exclamation point. Depressed, exclamation point, does not work. You know, Draco's evil. He's not fucking emo. Evil emo, you hear the difference. Hi, Ebony, he said back. I keep fucking hitting my mic. We walked into his flying black Mercedes-Benz. The license plate said 666, because his father is a motherfucking boss. And flew to the place with the concert, which I previously said was Hogsmeade, but I probably am too fucking depressed to remember. On the way, we listened excitedly to Good Charlotte and Marilyn Manson. Dear God, if I ever have to put those two names one word apart from each other again in my life, I might slit a wrist. Not my own. I'm one for efficiency and slitting someone else's. We both smoked cigarettes and drugs. All the drugs. Non-specific drugs. I don't know what the fuck I smoked.
Oh, you probably didn't hear that wonderful joke from Ninja Kitty about them. They were smoking Viagra.
When we got there, we both hopped out of the car. We went to the mosh pit. Dear God, if there's ever an actual mosh pit at a Good Charlotte concert, I will go there and start kicking the shit out of the people. Because they're probably just jumping around. And having survived several real mosh pits, I could probably throw my weight around a lot better than them. At the front of the stage, I jumped up and down. Dear God, it is jumping up and down. That's not a fucking mosh pit. And listened to Good Charlotte. Forget Simple Plan opening. We skipped them. Thank God. I'm not going to read the Good Charlotte lyrics. Yay. Because I don't... I'm going to skip right over that. Joel is so fucking hot, I said to Draco, pointing at him as we sang, filling the club with his amazing voice. Because there's so many clubs in Hogsmeade. Hey, what's wrong? I asked as we moshed to the music. That's not moshing. If you can talk, you're not moshing. Then I got on. Hey, it's okay. I don't like him better than you, I said. Really? Asked Draco sensitively. And he put his arm around me all protective. He's Draco fucking Malfoy. He's using you and you'll end up murdered. Really, I said. Besides, I don't even know Joel, and he's going out with Hillary fucking Duff. Hang on a minute. Was that Joel or was that Benji? I get the feeling that it was Benji. I know it was Benji who knocked up Nicole Richie. I fucking hate that little bitch. That was actually from the author. I'll give her something there. I said disgustedly, thinking of her ugly blonde face. And yet you still take the band seriously. The night went on really well, and I had a great time. So did Draco. After the concert, we drank some beer and asked Benji and Joel for their autographs. Yeah, because they definitely haven't gotten stuck up at all. And photos with them. We got GC concert tees. Draco and I crawled back into the Mercedes-Benz. But Draco didn't go back to Hogwarts. Instead, he drove the car into the Forbidden Forest. Remember that place that he's completely fucking terrified of? Yeah, he went there. Author note. I said stop flaming, okay? Ebony's name is Enobi. Not Enobi. Yes, Enobi. Not Mary. So, okay, Draco is so in love with her that he is acting different. They knew each other before, okay? What the fuck did I just read? Draco, I shouted. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Draco didn't answer, but he stopped the flying car. And he walked out of it. Because everyone knows you walk out of cars. I walked out of it too, curiously. What the fucking hell? I asked angrily. Ebony? He asked. What? I snapped. Draco leaned in extra close. And I looked into his gothic red eyes. He was wearing color contacts. You know what? If his eyes were red, fucking magic, people! fucking magic. Did you just put yourself in Hogwarts to have Draco and forget about everything else to do with it? Which revealed so much depressing sorrow and evilness. And then suddenly, I didn't feel mad anymore. And then, suddenly, just as I, Draco, kissed me passionately. Try and make sense of that sentence. Draco climbed on top of me, and we started to make out keenly against a tree. Wait, he was on top of you, but you were against a tree. I'm trying to imagine this right now. It gets kind of awkward. I recommend that anyone listening not imagine this. Where was I? He took off my top, and I took off his clothes. All at once. Very quickly. It was actually quite the feat. I didn't tear anything or even undo any buttons. I even took off my bra. This was totally not written by a 14-year-old. Then he put his thingy into my you-know-what, and we did it for the first time. On a first date. And I guess you're 17 in the story, but you're 14 in real life, because you know what? I even took off my bra, and then he put his thingy into my you-know-what. This is totally written by a 14-year-old, and you didn't think about panties. Or do you just not wear them? I don't want to know because you're 14, and that's not cool. Oh, 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 I screamed. I was beginning to get an orgasm. We started to kiss everywhere, and my pale body became all warm. And then, what the hell are you doing, you motherfuckers? It was Dumbledore?
That's the end of this chapter, and I'm going to stop with the Vegeta voice.
I just had an aneurysm out of sheer stupidity.
Dumbledore showed up and said, "What the hell are you doing, you motherfuckers?" Also, this person just clearly never had sex, so that's probably why they had to write this fan fiction about him putting his thingy in your you-know-what. This is terrible enough to warrant a second episode. For sure. So, join me in 2 weeks. Maybe I'll make this weekly, I don't know, we'll see. Depends on how I feel. Join me in 1 week or 2 weeks, probably 2 weeks, because, you know, the other guys are doing a bi-weekly feature and that's what I want, when I'll be continuing this horrible, horrible fanfiction. I can see why some people call it the worst fanfiction ever. Apparently Ninja Kitty has read worse. After this one, I'll be picking them at random, so that'll be fun. Until then, I'm Obi-Wan, and I'll see you guys next time with some horrible fanfiction.